Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I've got two guests in the studio with me, Heather Kirksey, Vice President of OPNFE, and Brian Madden, Director of Marketing for the Network Platform Group at Intel. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Heather, why don't we just start with you and have you introduce yourself and what your role is at OPNFE and say a bit about the OPNFE organization.
Yeah, sure. So OPNFE is actually now part of a broader umbrella at the Linux Foundation, known as Linux Foundation Networking, where we've brought together a number of open source projects that are addressing SDN, NFV, and the virtualization of the network. Previously, when OPNFE was a separate entity, I was the executive director of that. And now that we have brought things together, I am overseeing community and ecosystem programs across all of our networking projects.
Fantastic. And Brian, do you want to just quickly introduce your role at Intel?
Thanks, Allison. Yeah, so I'm chartered to lead the marketing brigade, as I say, within Intel for Network, covering all things network from 5G to network functions virtualization to enabling the cloud, bringing the cloud close to consumers and enterprises.
Now, the topic for today is the central office and the larger trend of virtualization of central offices and the consolidation of central offices. Brian, why don't you just kick us off and talk a little bit about central offices and why this is such a focus for communication service providers?
When I look at central offices, and another term that we use are mini data centers distributed on the edge of the network. And at the end of the day, the edge of the network is a huge transformational opportunity for the industry. Only less than 5% of the network edge today is virtualized. And the reason why that's important is when we look to 5G coming just around the corner and the advent of services that are going to require a lot lower latencies and a better user experience and they need to take that broadband capability of 5G, that all gets coalesced on the edge of the network. And these mini data centers that sit on the edge of the network are the regional point of view for these services to be deployed towards subscribers.
Now, enter OPNFE, Heather. When you think about central office communications, what is the role of OPNFE in terms of bringing something that the entire industry can drive in terms of a solution?
So being an open source project, obviously we are a place where service providers, software and hardware vendors are able to come together and collaborate openly in the way of open source. And specifically around the virtual central office, we have been bringing together multiple companies across the value chain to come into proof of concepts of what that looks like using open source software from a number of different organizations like OpenStack, Open Daylight, Open Compute Project Hardware. And what OPNFE specifically does is we do a lot of the integration of that stack and then testing that stack against actual use cases, sort of helping facilitate making that use case happen with the various pieces of open source technology out there.
Now, I know OPNFE recently published a paper on this topic. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we did it in conjunction with some of Brent's team at Intel. And it's using some TCO calculations to look at sort of the business impact of the transformation to the virtual central office. So moving from the old proprietary single purpose hardware, either in the central office or at the customer premises, to a more virtualized solution and looked at what the sort of cost savings for operators would be in that transformation.
Now, Brian, as Heather mentioned, your team was involved here. What is Intel's focus on the NGCO and why did we invest time here?
We invested time in this to really understand the value that virtualizing of, and in this case, it was virtualized of customer premise equipment and virtual central offices would have to the industry. And we commissioned PA Consulting to do this paper with us, and we worked very closely with British Telecom in the UK. And British Telecom were an integral partner, Alison, to this original exercise because they brought real-life data and real-life examples in how the central office is configured and how the CPs are configured to really understand how there would be TCO benefits. And we were able to, you know, look at different scenarios based on different geographies, amount of subscribers, what type of function and service was it being deployed on the equipment, what the utilization rates, et cetera, were. And it gave the tool, it made the tool very robust and quite flexible. So depending on what customer wanted to use the tool or the paper, they could take the data in the tool and configure it to their own service capabilities and service requirements.
Now, I know there were a number of assumptions made for the model. Heather, do you want to talk about those and why those decisions were made?
Sure. There were basically sort of a couple different models in terms of the size of the enterprise that was doing the virtual customer premises equipment and what the likely original solution would be. For example, how many boxes that they would need to use, as well as what would be the cost of the dedicated hardware versus virtualized industry standard cloud servers in the central office, what the software costs would be, the data center costs, and then one of the big ones actually being the staff cost. So comparing the staffing requirements for managing dedicated things on the customer premises versus having a centralized model of applications being able to run on standard hardware in a central office data center.
The other important part of the tool, Allison, has been the time that you can use within the tool, right? So in this case, it's a five-year period, and TCO is not something that can be realized overnight. So the papers generally are based on a five-year period.
Heather, in terms of the OPNFE community, what has the response been to the data coming out?
Yeah, and it's certainly positive. You know, the kind of headline statistic was that depending on the size of the data center and some other assumptions, up to 43% TCO over that five-year period. And obviously, that's very useful because as an open source project, we tend to be very developer-centric and we're really interested in the technology innovation. And so to have a business case to back up that what we're working on will have real impact, it's very validating. And it helps us know that as a community, what we're working on does have value and we're on the right course.
And Brian, I'm sure that we've shared this with our comm service provider customers and other partners in the industry. What's the response been when you've talked about this?
Well, the response has been amazing, and not just with our comm service providers, but also with the enterprise customers that want to go and utilize these services. There are so many different data points that have come out of this tool that have been very compelling, not just from an enterprise perspective, large enterprise, but even when you look at the SME market, which is a big market for customer premise equipment. Very, very compelling, multi-geo faceted paper, really, at the end of the day. And a very important starting point for customers that are looking to maybe extend their virtualized investments. We can help customers reduce the cost of owning their network. It means that they can go and invest in areas that are driving scale and innovation. And open source is a really important area for that as well.
What is next in terms of OPNFV's work in this space? And are there any other plans for papers to be delivered?
Yeah, the next big milestone is a lot of what inspired this paper was a multi-company demo that we presented at an OPNFV summit last year, and we now have the version 2.0 of this proof of concept that we are presenting as a keynote presentation at the upcoming ONS in Amsterdam. So we focus a lot on enterprise and residential use cases. As 5G is coming, the next version of this demo will be focused on mobility services and actually providing an entire implementation with different hardware vendors, open source software platforms, open source applications on top of that, as well as some proprietary applications to sort of show the interoperability between the vendor solutions and the open source that's out there. So that is going to be the last week in September in Amsterdam, and it's going to be really exciting because we're bringing some brand new code that we're going to be demoing that really support going all the way to 5G support in these central office and edge locations.
Where can folks actually get their hands on this paper and engage further in terms of working with the industry on particular solutions?
If you go to OPNFV site, there is a virtual central office resource. It's www.opnfv.org/resources/virtual-central-office. It has information on the demo as well as a link to this TCO paper, as well as links to some more in-depth technical explorations of the topic.
And Brian, any other locations that you would send folks for more information?
Sure. We've got quite a comprehensive portfolio of solutions based on our intel.com/network. I think people should go there and check what's out there. We recently launched a number of different Intel Select solutions, one for UCP and one for NFVI, and these are our verified solutions based off reference architecture that this paper was based from.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the program to both of you today. And we'd love to have both of you back on in the future.
I'd love that. Thanks for having me on the show today. It was great.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.